The deadline to pre-register for Google Fiber, what Google is calling their new super-fast internet service, came to a close September 9th. The company had divided the Kansas City area into different sections called Fiberhoods. Then they encouraged community members and residents to rally together and pre-register for the service by paying a $10 fee that basically said they wanted fiber laid in their neighborhood.
If a fiberhood met the minimal requirements set by Google, then they would be connected, and public institutions like schools and libraries in that same area would also be connected. The internet company took a couple days to collect the information from the pre-registration time and on Thursday announced which neighborhoods reached goal. I invited KCUR's Maria Carter, who's been covering Google Fiber here at the station, to talk to us about the results. Maria Carter, welcome to KC Currents, and thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with Thursday's announcement. What results did Google announce?
Well, they confirmed that 180 out of the 202 what they're calling fiberhoods, which are really just how they've divvied up the neighborhoods, did indeed make their goals and will be getting internet fiber. And then they also rolled out kind of the basics of their timeline for when each fiberhood would be getting the fiber actually installed.
Do you know what their timeline is right now?
The first neighborhood that will get it is Hanover Heights, which is right by the Google Fiber space. It's in Kansas City, Kansas, right by Westport and State Line roads. And they'll be getting it in October. And then from there, it'll kind of roll out. And everyone should have it, according to Google's timeline, by fall of next year, fall 2013. It's a pretty general timeline. Besides October, a lot of the dates are spring, summer, fall, those sorts of dates. And Google has been, in the blog post, very upfront that harsh weather, a tough winter, could really delay things. So I think with all construction projects, you know, if it says fall, you might not count on fall.
Who didn't make the minimum requirement?
Well, most of the neighborhoods in Kansas City, Kansas made it. There were a few very, very, very small fiberhoods that didn't. And then there are about 15 over in Kansas City, Missouri that didn't make it. And most of those were east of Troost, in poorer parts of the city.
Do you know any possible schools or institutions that will be left out for now as a result in those areas?
Well, all the schools in Kansas City, Kansas, and all the libraries that were in eligible places made it. There is one library where out by Wyandotte County Lake that is not a fiberhood because it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. But so they were excited about that. In Kansas City, Missouri, it was a little different. Most of the schools made it. Center Middle School, Banneker Elementary, and East High School were the ones that were in fiberhoods that did not qualify.
It was reported in the Kansas City Star the day after the September 9th deadline that the deadline would be extended, but it didn't really say how or in what way that would happen. Do you know what the deal is with that?
Well, your question tells us about as much as anyone knows, actually. Google, this has kind of been their MO. They make a general announcement without much details, and you don't really know until they announce it again, and they're pretty tight-lipped about it. So people in those neighborhoods are just going to have to wait and find out. We don't know if it's going to be before the Northland and South Kansas City gets registered or, you know, has their own rally, or at the same time or after. So it's wait and see.
Do you have any speculations on what some of the next steps for Google Fiber are?
Well, really, their next step is getting it installed. I mean, you know, actually stringing it to people's homes, having it hooked up, seeing how it all works in real life and not just at the fiber space. And then also, I think there are a lot of lingering questions about how Google is going to do with customer service and having to kind of provide all the services that a traditional cable company does. And then the next big step is just waiting and seeing how people are using this. What apps, what, you know, technology will do and how people are going to use this super fast internet.
Do you have any sense of how much people in other cities have been following Google Fiber's launch in Kansas City?
Not really. I mean, clearly, I think people, I mean, at least in 1,100 other cities wanted Google Fiber to come to their place. I think what people are watching is what this technology does, how it changes the marketplace. If this is going to spur Time Warner, Sure West, some of the other cable companies to start decreasing their prices to try to retain customers or upping their internet speeds, and how it will affect that.
Kind of along the same lines, but have you heard in the tech and business world about Google Fiber's launch in Kansas City, any criticisms, praise, or jealousy?
Well, I think anyone who uses the internet a lot is probably jealous, but I think there's general excitement in that this is really the next step. South Korea has a really amazing internet speeds. Like, I don't think they're quite this fast, but they're a lot faster than what people have here. And so I think people are excited to see what Kansas City will do with this and how it translates and if it really will spur on other places to demand maybe higher internet speeds.
Maria Carter, thank you so much for joining us on KC Currents.
It was my pleasure.
If you missed last week's roundtable discussion on the digital divide in the Kansas City area, you can hear the discussion plus ongoing coverage of Google Fiber on our website at kcur.org.
Coming up, we'll take a whiff of the smells that make up Kansas City. This is KC Currents.